Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 13th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. AT&T announced it suspended all broadband data caps in the U.S. AT&T already offered some unlimited plans in the U.S., but others faced caps of between 150 gigabytes to 1 terabyte a month. In a related move, 17 U.S. senators sent a letter to AT&T, Cox, Sprint, Charter Communications, CenturyLink, T-Mobile, Comcast, and Verizon, asking the ISPs to suspend data caps and throttling for COVID-19-affected areas, and to work with schools to provide free or at-cost broadband options for remote learning. The release of Call of Duty Warzone and its 18 to 23 gigabyte download, combined with an increasing number of people working from home and using video conferencing, led to record traffic peaks at internet exchanges Tuesday. Internet exchange points, or IXPs, exchange traffic between ISPs and content delivery networks. D6 Frankfurt reported an all-time high traffic peak of more than 9.1 terabits per second Tuesday. Community IX in Austin reported record traffic, as did several European IXPs. In related news, Telecom Italia announced that national network traffic has increased more than 70% in the past 2 weeks since Italy went into national lockdown to contain the spread of COVID-19. Foxconn founder Terry Gao Taiming said Thursday that the resumption of production at factories in China has exceeded expectations, saying supplies to its plants there and in Vietnam have returned to normal. Foxconn's concern has now shifted from production to demand. There are also supply chain issues arising from Korea and Japan regarding RAM and display panels. Meanwhile, Nikkei Asian Review notes that stocks of iPads are running low in China as families buy them to help with e-learning at home in response to school closures. Nikkei sources say Apple ordered a 20% increase in iPad production. Some Huawei tablets are limited to one purchase per person as well. Amazon recommended to its global workforce that it work from home if able to through the end of March. Earlier this week, Amazon announced it would provide 2 weeks of paid time off to employees who contract COVID-19 or are placed in quarantine. Apple began gradually reopening Apple stores across China over the last several weeks, and now the company confirms that all 42 stores are now reopened in the country. Apple began closing stores in China in early February to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Niantic announced it's making changes to game mechanics of Pokemon Go to prioritize experiences that can be enjoyed in individual settings. Habitats will be increased so that trainers can see more monsters nearby while playing closer to home, hatching eggs will require less steps, and Pokestops will drop gifts more frequently. Niantic already announced the canceling of several real-world events in the game, and that the upcoming special research adventure will only include tasks that can be completed by individuals. The latest Windows 10 Insider Preview build includes support for cross-platform copy-pasting to Samsung Galaxy Z Flip and S20 phones using the Your Phone app. Additionally, S20 users can send and receive RCS messages on Windows 10 when using Samsung Messages as their default, with notifications read on Windows marked as read on the phone, and vice versa. Microsoft released an emergency patch to fix a flaw in the server message block protocol, which could allow for specifically crafted packets to execute code on client or server machines with wormable attacks that would allow it to spread quickly. The flaw was limited to SMB version 3.1.1 and only affected 32 and 64-bit Windows 10 versions 1903 and 1909. Microsoft recommends Windows 10 machines update as soon as possible. If unable to patch right away, Microsoft recommends turning off SMB compression and blocking port 445 as a mitigation. And finally, TikTok owner ByteDance says it set a goal to increase its headcount from 60,000 to 100,000 by the end of the year. The company also appointed monetization head Zhang Li Dong as the chairman and short video app Douyin head Kelly Zhang Nan, chief executive of its China business. Both will report to the company's founder and global CEO Zhang Yiming, who will shift focus to the company's global expansion plans. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.